I am now joined by the wonderful Emily. Hi, Emily. How are you?
Hello.
Emily's here today because she has been raising money for Macmillan, and I thought she could come on and tell us all about the amazing work she's been doing, because during lockdown, fundraising for charities has been super difficult. The famous Macmillan coffee mornings haven't been able to go ahead because no one can meet indoors, obviously. Now, Emily, you've come up with an ingenious solution. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
I've been doing a pop-up shop out the front of my house.
That sounds absolutely great. So, such a good idea. What sort of things have you been selling? I know you've been selling more than just baked goods.
We've been selling cakes, biscuits, Christmas cards, soaps, bath bombs, books, loads of things.
That's amazing. Now, are you making everything yourself? Are you having some help from friends and family at all?
My mum is making the food, and I make the Christmas cards and help with the soaps and bath bombs.
That's amazing. Now, you are only 9, of course. I know you've got lots of friends helping you out at school at the moment.
Yeah.
That's so lovely. It's so nice to have something that you can all get to do together. I've seen on social media, you're out in all weather, aren't you? Has it been difficult to be out in the rain and things?
Yeah. Some days I've not done very well because it's just been so wet, or like the weather's not been good.
I bet that probably means that not so many people want to trudge out, unfortunately, to the stalls. But in general, I hear you've been doing absolutely amazing. How much have you raised so far for Macmillan?
Well, I asked my parents to keep it a secret because I'm going to reveal it to my school class, 5T. But I've raised roughly £1,400.
Amazing. So if people want to join in and come and buy some things from you, where can they go and how can they get involved?
So they can go to 165 Perry Street, and that's in Billericay. Or if they can't make it, they can just donate to Macmillan.
Amazing. That's so great. And when is the bake sale on until?
It's until Sunday, and that's going to be our last day for a while. And that's from 12 till 4:30.
Yeah, of course, because obviously school has some issues with doing it. What's it like doing it after school, you know, coming back from a busy day at school?
And it's quite difficult because it's just like you have to really quickly throw your bag down and get everything set up.
Of course. Are you having fun doing it, though?
Yes, I am having fun.
Well, I'm sure Macmillan are very appreciative. Don't forget, if you're able to, please do head on over there to Perry Street in Billericay so that you can support Emily and, obviously, Macmillan. I know you've got a few friends that you want to thank for helping you on this.
Yes. So I'd like to thank my class, 5T, because they've just, like, all supported me, and I was really nervous to go on the radio, and they all supported me. I'd like to shout out Hattie, Felicity and Louise because they've helped me out, and I'd also shout out to my friend Olivia because due to vulnerability in her household she couldn't help, but thank you, Olivia, you know who you are.
Of course, it's so great to be able to get involved. But given the difficult times, some people can't. But it's great that you're doing everything you can to support charities in these difficult times. Why did you pick Macmillan? Is there something particularly important to you about Macmillan?
Well, we do annual coffee mornings for Macmillan. And recently a neighbour passed away from cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But Macmillan supported them.
So you wanted to give back to them and continue the tradition that you normally do. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for talking to me today. It's been great to have you on. Do you want to just remind people where they can go to support you again?
Yep, just come to 165 Perry Street in Billericay.
Thank you so much. Make sure to do that. Bye, Emily. Thank you.
Bye.